East Timor's former president, Xanana Gusmão, has urged the federal government to drop its prosecution of a former intelligence officer who exposed an Australian spying operation on his country. Mr. Gusmão, now a senior minister in the East Timor's government, has decried charges of conspiracy laid against Witness K, as he's known, and his lawyer as an injustice. The comments come at a sensitive time as Australian officials and possibly the Prime Minister Scott Morrison are expected to head to Dili in coming weeks to celebrate the anniversary of East Timor's independence referendum. Southeast Asia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
It's hardly the first time Xanana Gusmão has railed against Australia for secretly bugging East Timor's cabinet room 15 years ago during sensitive negotiations over the lucrative oil and gas resources in the Timor Sea. But now he's the first Timorese leader to hit out at Australia's decision to prosecute the man who blew the whistle on the spying scandal, a former ASIS intelligence officer known as Witness K, and his lawyer, Bernard Caleri. In Portugal, where he launched a book about Australia's so-called secret agenda in the Timor Sea, Xanana Gusmão urged Canberra to drop all charges against Witness K and Bernard Caleri. I humbly make a public appeal to Australia to reconsider and stop this injustice against Bernard Caleri and against Witness K, he declared. We felt betrayed by a country, supposedly a friend, he said. The comments come just a month before Australia prepares to join Timorese leaders in Dili to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the vote that led to East Timor's independence and the day when both countries will ratify the maritime treaty that will finally see most of the oil and gas revenues go to East Timor instead of Australia. Professor Clinton Fernandez, an expert on East Timor, says unless Australia takes note of Xanana Gusmão's comments, the anniversary risks being overshadowed by the espionage scandal.
Now, Bernard Caleri and Witness K are a large part of the reason why the two countries have come together. And so, you know, it's allowed the renegotiation of the treaty. And in a way, the call to not prosecute Bernard Caleri is a way of, you know, getting our houses in order and putting that past behind.
So how strongly should Australia take these comments from Xanana Gusmão?
I think it's worth considering them carefully, especially in light of the need to keep Timor and its people on side in a new era of great power competition.
The author of the book launched in Lisbon, Melbourne-based Kim McGrath, also spoke of her shame in uncovering the thousands of documents she says show how Australia had treated the Timorese.
Yet here was my country, Australia, one of the richest in the world, banking billions of dollars of oil and gas revenue that should have been going to our neighbour.
One activist group, the Movement Against the Occupation of the Timor Sea, is planning a vocal campaign in solidarity with Witness K and Bernard Caleri to coincide with the anniversary celebrations in Dili, where top Australian officials, possibly including Australia's Prime Minister, are expected to attend. The ABC approached the Prime Minister's office for comment, but has had no response.
Southeast Asia correspondent Anne Barker reporting.